Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back with Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Thank God for my readers. I, you know, get LASIK. I have a couple years free of being able to see without any blurriness and no contacts and all that, and then 2-3 years later need readers. So that's how that goes. That's okay. This makes me look intelligent. I just have to always keep cleaning my glasses. I look very intelligent when I wear my readers, so I like them. It's a good look. Okay. I want to hear from you guys. Should we be really looking at flu vaccine mandatory requirements throughout the United States? Massachusetts has made a suggestion, or is now going to mandate, that all students get the flu vaccine. And there's a lot of debate over this. I think it's kind of overdue, because when all those criticisms came out with some students not getting the MMR and, you know, students going to school that weren't vaccinated, I'm like, what, you guys let kids without the flu vaccine go to school? And we see flu kill more than measles, mumps, rubella. So why are we just picking and choosing which vaccines, you know, are kind of needed to be mandated? I mean, it was, you know, mandating the flu vaccine is not very popular. So if a state official or somebody running for office says, I want everybody to get the flu vaccine, since less than half of people want to get the flu vaccine, they just lost a bunch of voters. So it hasn't been brought up. But Massachusetts, because they're kind of seeing where we're going with flu season and COVID season in the next coming months, said, you know what, all kids, right, in grade school, high school, whatever, you know, as long as they don't have like a medical or religious exemption, need to get the flu shot and need to be proven that they're vaccinated by December 31st. And this is a very, very bold move. My question to you guys is, should this be done by all states? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Should all states mandate these kids get the flu vaccine? Now, I know a lot of parents are going to freak out because they've heard of cases of Guillain-Barré or somebody getting a side effect, and you have a lot of parents out there that are like, look, you know, I'm okay with some of the vaccinations, but I'm not okay with all of them. And, you know, people wonder if it violates our constitutional rights, where somebody is forcing something to be injected into you while you're healthy. Technically, this had come up, I believe, in 1908 or 1912, I forget the case, and the Supreme Court said, in terms of public health, the government can't do injections. I do believe, and I predict, that the Supreme Court is going to revisit it. I think you're going to have a lot of people that don't trust the vaccines, don't trust the process, don't trust the preservatives in them, and are going to try and fight it. But I, as a doctor, I have found it very frustrating that there's been all this debate and discrimination and not allowing kids to come to school if they don't have the MMR, but you're letting all these kids unvaccinated with flu come to school, and flu kills even more. So I have found that kind of hypocritical. So, I mean, if you're really doing this for public safety, you know, then we also include one of the biggest diseases that most commonly hits kids as well. Now, we need to get a little real about flu and COVID vaccines and all that. You know, I'm hearing all these experts say, okay, well, you know, we're going to have a much smaller flu, season because, you know, we have, you know, good vaccines and we've been working on the vaccine and we have people social distancing and masking and blah, blah, blah. All right. I can't get people to go to the, I can't get people to leave their house to go and get their mammogram, or to go and get their colonoscopy, or to get their kid vaccinated. I can't get parents to leave the house to do that. So who's leaving the house to go and get their flu shot? I know some of us will. I'll go get my flu shot. You know, I always go. I'm in the pharmacy. I love walking into the pharmacy, you know, because they have like all the chocolate and they have like all sorts of goodies. I mean, you thought the 7-Eleven had goodies. Oh my gosh. Walgreens and CVS, they have tons of like yummies. So I'm like, oh, okay, I'll go shopping. You know, my husband's like, oh really? You're going food shopping at Walgreens? Well, I'm not really going food shopping. I'm just getting some chocolate. But, so I'm really fine getting my flu shot. That's fine because I'm going to be going shopping there anyway. That's where I do my flu shopping. But the average person isn't wanting to leave the house. They're not. I can't get people to go to the doctor. I mean, are we really going to get people to go and get vaccinated? You know, and Bloomberg, I was on the Simon Conway show yesterday, and we were talking about how an article in Bloomberg said that this is going to be the most massive vaccination plan that we've ever seen before when it comes to flu in the United States. How this is going to be one of the most, and I'm thinking to myself, I go, people aren't leaving their houses. So from what I understand, there's going to be vans. There's going to be doctors trying to go to people's houses. There might be neighborhood setups for people to go and get the shot. I see less people getting the flu vaccine. And then that's probably going to carry over to COVID too. You know, now it is interesting because I do hear people say, I'm not leaving the house. I don't go out to eat. I don't. And then you go and you see them, you know, go and do some things. And you're like, wait a second here. I thought you said you weren't going to leave the house. So people are picking and choosing. But a lot of people don't want to be around other people or sick people or whatever. And a lot of people don't like to get the shot. So if I had to predict what was going to happen with this flu season, if there weren't mandates, and I'm not saying we need to mandate, I'm just, you know, if I'm going to predict, we're going to have way less people get the flu shot. And when the COVID vaccine comes out, we're going to have way less people want to get it because they're not going to want to leave their house. Well, I mean, how many staff members do we have or officials that can go to your house to give you an injection? And a lot of people, they don't even want, you know, packages coming to their house. So are they going to allow a stranger to come into their home and do an injection? I just don't see it. There's a lot of people out there going to Target and Walmart, and they'll get their vaccine. But not the people staying at home. I mean, here we are talking about mandatory flu vaccines. We're talking about everybody getting their coronavirus vaccine, everybody getting their flu shot. And we have this whole discussion how people don't even want to vote. They don't want to go to the polls. So they're demanding mail-in ballots. They're demanding that they could do this from home. And we're thinking that those same people are going to also then flock to get their vaccine. We're going to have a very under-vaccinated population this next year. So I see what Massachusetts is doing. Massachusetts saw what happened, where so many kids didn't get their regular vaccines, that they're thinking that they're going to have all these kids coming back to school under-vaccinated. So they're like, you know what? It's mandatory. So this is where you start to see more and more government. I want to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so Steve Bannon, a former advisor to President Trump, was among 4 suspects arrested today and indicted in connection with an online fundraising campaign that allegedly defrauded donors of hundreds of thousands of dollars, according to the Justice Department. According to the indictment, Steve Bannon and co-defendant Brian Colfage told the public that they were a, quote, volunteer organization, that 100% of the money raised would go towards their stated goal, which was to raise money for the federal government to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. Those representations the indictment said was false. Prosecutors claimed that Colfage, Bannon, Andrew Bottolato, and Timothy Shea took money for themselves as the campaign raised upward of $25 million. The indictment alleges that Bannon received more than $1 million through a nonprofit that he then used for personal expenses and to pay Colfage. Whoa. Prosecutors say Bannon and the others use a nonprofit and shell company to hide the payments to Kolfage by using, quote, fake invoices and sham vendor arrangements, as well as other means of keeping the payments quiet. The indictment stated that in order to raise funds, Kolfage and Bannon repeatedly and falsely told the public that Kolfage would not take a penny in compensation. According to prosecutors, Kolfage instructed payments to be made out to a spouse, and this was reflected in a 1099 from the nonprofit issued saying the payment was for, quote, media. The campaign's website said all the money raised would go to the government for building the wall, and that if they did not meet their fundraising target, they would refund every single penny. Within a week of Kolfage launching the campaign, according to Fox News, in December 2018, they raised roughly $17 million. Due to concerns of where the money was going, the crowdfunding platform told Kolfage to identify a nonprofit that the money would go to or the funds would be returned. At that point, prosecutors said Bannon and Badalato worked on creating the nonprofit We Build the Wall. The stated goal was unchanged, to use the money to privately construct the wall, and past donors had to agree to have that money used for that purpose. They were sure that all the money would go for wall construction, but not to Kolfage or the organization's board. So, Kolfage, Bannon, and Badalato learned in the fall of 2019 that the endeavor was under federal investigation. They, quote, allegedly took additional steps to conceal the fraudulent scheme, the indictment says. This allegedly meant included using encrypted messaging applications, putting a stop to Kolfage's salary payments, removing text from the website saying Kolfage would not be compensated, while adding a notification that he would be collecting salary in January 2020. So they said, as alleged, the defendants defrauded hundreds of thousands of donors, capitalizing on their interest in funding a border wall to raise millions of dollars under the false pretense that all of that money would be spent on construction, acting U.S. Attorney General Audrey Strauss said in a statement, while repeatedly assuring donors that Brian Kolfage, the founder and public face of We Build the Wall, would not be paid a cent. The defendants secretly schemed to pass hundreds of thousands of dollars to him, which he used to fund a lavish lifestyle. So Bannon and the other defendants are now charged with conspiracy to commit wire fraud, conspiracy to commit money laundering. Each count carries a maximum penalty of 20 years in prison. Okay, so White House spokesperson Alyssa Farah referred questions on the indictments to the Department of Justice, saying this is not a White House matter. So Steve Bannon was a former advisor. I'm not exactly sure when he left. I think it was before 2018. But obviously this doesn't reflect very kindly on any of the, you know, fundraising, apps and, you know, fundraising endeavors, whether it's to build a wall or whether it's to fund Biden. And, you know, I've told you guys, I've worked with a lot of nonprofits, and I've had mixed feelings on some of them. Some of them, they were absolutely fantastic. On others, I just looked at it as like any other corporation would be, and it kind of takes you back for a second there, you know? So when you look at a nonprofit, all right, you think of them as, you know, being all charitable, and every cent they give to somebody else or to the charity, and it's all altruistic and great. Okay, but then you kind of realize that you need people to promote the charity. You need people to actually carry out, you know, the, you know, food drives or the, you know, kitchens or the, the outreach. And, you know, most charities will rely on volunteers. But the one thing I've learned with all the charity work I've done is volunteers aren't fixed. Volunteers can't quit their day job. So it's really rare to have somebody that could devote the time and be there consistently. And if they're volunteering, there's really not a lot of incentive sometimes for them to show up that Monday morning at 8 a.m. or on the weekend or whatever. And so I wanted to build a nonprofit, a few different nonprofits, but I realized that, you know, in theory, it just being all for charity wasn't going to work, because you were going to have to pay for a website. You were going to have to pay for, you know, somebody, you were going to have to pay like a phone line. You were going to have to pay for sometimes insurance, depending on what you do. Let's say you do a food kitchen, a soup kitchen, and somebody gets sick, the charity gets sued. So you need insurance. You need, and with a lot of these charities, a certain percentage is allowed to go to administrative costs. there is a percentage. It's small. I think it's like under 30% or something. But you know, they understand that you need to market. They understand that you need to pay for power. They understand you need to pay for sometimes a building. You need to pay for rent. You need to pay for, staff people. And then, you know, many of these charities do have CEOs and they do have people that work. I mean, like, you know, if you look at a blood bank, you know, these blood banks, they are providing blood to hospitals and local medical centers and all that, but you need to hire very well-trained technicians and staff to draw the blood and to process the blood, and you need expensive machinery, and you need buildings, and you need air conditioning, and then you need transport vehicles. So I completely understand charities having administrative costs. I also completely understand that charities will need a CEO. You know, they will need, you know, business minds behind it. You know, you can't just, you know, have a blood bank without there being a building or somebody operating it, you know, like a business, because, you know, you need to be able to operate. You know, you can't just rely on volunteers. And so you do need a marketing plan. And so, you know, when somebody does make a salary, I don't mind it. If it's an exorbitant salary, I do. But you have to be very honest to the people that are donating. Now, I told you about multiple stories where, you know, when I was poor, I would try to scrape together money. And then somebody I had scraped money for who worked for an organization had been bragging about how, you know, he's visiting family, you know, on the company dime. And I'm like, you don't know how hard it was for me to scrape $25 together for you. You don't understand that. And so I've decided that with a lot of the charity I do, I don't just send the check. I actually provide like the actual like product. So like if there is, let's say, people wanting to build a school or whatever, I'll donate hammers, nuts, bolts, because then I know the money went to something that was going to construction for somebody. Or I will donate like food for the kids. Or I will donate toys to the children. You know, rather than, here, let me give you money so you can buy toys. And I get it. A lot of schools, you know, they go, oh, you know, just give us money and then we'll figure it out. I'm like, I'd rather just give the toys. Then I know the money didn't go to somebody's salary and I went straight to the toys. This saves you from buying it. And blood donation. That's why I love blood donation. I mean, nobody's stealing that money to, you know, buy, you know, their wife diamonds. I'm sorry for the stereotype, but whatever they say in the media happens with these things. If I'm donating blood, it's blood. You can't really use that to go to Hawaii. That's blood. So you either give it to somebody or you throw it out. But that's my donation. And so, National Blood Donation Week is coming up September 1st to the 7th. A lot of governors are now proclaiming state blood donation days. We do need blood. We're going to be talking about a little bit how the FDA has now put a hold on plasma donations, which kind of hits blood banks really, really hard because they were attracting a lot of people who wanted to help the cause by donating blood. And we need blood. We need a lot of blood product, whether it's, you know, plasma donations for the very seriously sick or for cancer patients, anemia patients, trauma victims. I mean, we're coming up on, you know, a heavy hurricane season. We need blood now. So for any of you guys that can donate blood, please contact your local American Red Cross, Vitalant, One Blood, your local blood bank, or contact me, and I'll tell you guys where to go. Nicely, at drdahlia.com. But, you know, for those of you who are like, look, you know, I see the GoFundMes and, you know, there's a family that has medical bills and you're like, gosh, I don't know if this is a scam or whatever. You know, one thing you could do is you could actually, you know, send your donation to the medical center. If, and say this is for so-and-so's bill. And if they go, no, don't do that, then that starts to kind of raise a red flag. But if they have medical bills and they're paying off a medical center, sending the donation to the medical center for their bill should suffice, wouldn't it? 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
When you have have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Steve Bannon, former advisor to President Trump, and three other organizers involved in an online fundraising campaign to build a private wall on the U.S.-Mexico border were arrested this week for allegedly defrauding investors. President Trump reacts to the news.
It sounded to me like showboating, and I think I let my opinion be very strongly stated at the time. I didn't like it. It was showboating and maybe looking for funds.
A federal indictment says the four defendants skimmed hundreds of thousands of dollars from the border wall project. Unrest in Portland continuing on Wednesday as a mob marched to an Immigration and Customs Enforcement building and broke windows after assaulting police officers. President Trump saying again on Wednesday that if the violence continues, he'll be forced to send in more federal agents. You're listening to USA Radio News. Northern California is being ravaged by wildfires, which has put a strain on firefighters in the Bay Area as well as wine country. The majority of the blazes were started by lightning, and an ongoing heat wave accompanied by strong winds has made things worse while hampering containment efforts. These residents were forced to evacuate.
It was like the entire wall of the forest was just coming at us down the road.
The heat blew the windows out of the big house, but our house is still standing.
And this California resident sums up what most people have been thinking.
Who would have thought that 2020 would be like this? It's just insane.
That audio courtesy of ABC News. The Army has launched an investigation into two soldiers who were seen in uniform during the Democratic National Convention. Wearing a uniform to a partisan political event like this is prohibited, the Army said in a statement. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dolly Show. If you want to tune in, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. One of you asked about dogs being able to smell COVID. They are working on that. They're training dogs to smell COVID in urine. And these dogs have been able to sniff out cancer. Dogs could sniff out anything. I mean, my dog knows if I ate a sandwich 3 days ago and it's in the garbage and how to get into the garbage and open up the bag and get the eats all over the place and get herself into trouble. I'm like, oh my gosh. And so dogs are pretty, pretty smart with that. And dogs have like long energy spans and they could be like sniff, 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 sniff. And so I love the idea of using dogs. We always see this. We always see, you know, dogs being used and, you know, we could use dogs for this, dogs for that. But then we just don't seem to do it as often as we would think. You know, I'll see a dog at an airport occasionally, but I would have thought would see more of them considering all that they could do. So I'm excited. I just don't have a lot of high hopes because they always say that they could use dogs for this, dogs for that. But I've never seen a dog when I went and got a mammogram. You know, and I know dogs can sniff out, you know, breast cancer. Dogs can sniff out a lot of cancers, but every colonoscopy I've been to or every mammogram, there was no dog. I had to go in for the colonoscopy or go for the mammogram. So I'm like too little too late, okay? I've had I don't know how many colonoscopies now. Okay, so STIs are on the rise. Now, you would think that with the lockdowns and with COVID, people were having less sex. No, not happening, okay? You're working from home, okay? You know, husband's there, wife's there, you're going to have, I mean, you're home. I mean, yeah, you couldn't do that, you know, before, right? Afternoon delight. So, I mean, now, you know, you can have an afternoon delight, which is nice. Kids are still hooking up. I mean, you can't tell a young adolescent with hormones raging that they have to sit home, right, do online schooling and just kind of, you know, put any thoughts away, especially if mom and dad are at the house or whatever, you know, and caregivers at the house or grandma's at the house. Much harder, difficult time, especially if they only have one computer and they're using that to work to look at porn. So obviously kids are still hooking up, okay? But a big thing that I'm seeing that's very, very frustrating is people are calling into telemedicine saying, I have a UTI. And with telemedicine now, we treat a lot of things over the phone. And so I look and I see the records and I see what other doctors do and they're like, oh, here's an antibiotic. And, you know, I take a little, I'm kind of a little thorough and then I get into people's business and I go, well, are you having any vaginal discharge? Oh, yeah, but I think I always have that. Well, have you had any recent unprotected sex? Yep. Yep, I have. But, you know, it's okay. This is a UTI. I'm like, well, why is it a bladder infection? Why is it a UTI? Well, because it burns when I pee. Well, one of the symptoms of UTIs is burning when you pee. So, I mean, for me to give you Macrobid or an antibiotic for UTI, when that could actually be an STI or an STD, is, I think, bad medicine. And so, you know, I'll say, look, you need to get yourself tested. You know, I don't know if this is a UTI. Before telemedicine existed, we would get a urine sample. That's kind of how we did it. And then if the urine sample, you know, looked like, well, maybe some inflammatory cells, but maybe not, and we didn't think you were at risk for an STD, we might give you an antibiotic and send the urine for culture. If we thought you were at risk for an STD, we would do STD testing. If you had unprotected sex, you got an STD panel. We could even send the urine culture for gonorrhea and chlamydia. So we'd have it covered. But with telemedicine, people are not going to the doctor. They're getting their antibiotics over the phone. They love it. And I'm a big fan of telemedicine. But if you're wondering how the hell are STIs rising, well, if somebody's calling in going, you know, I had sex a few days ago or last week, it's really, really burning, so I'm, you know, just give me the antibiotic, well, then they're still having sex, and they're still passing it, and they're still spreading it. A lot of guys calling, going, I have a UTI. For a male to have a UTI, it is rare. It could happen. They could have an infection, but, I mean, it's a longer tube. Not really easy for, you don't really have a lot of the, you know, tissue bacteria going up into the urethra like you can with a female. So for a male to get a UTI, we're not supposed to treat those online. And most telemedicine companies say, no. The guy needs a culture, because if he really has a UTI, he's got to see a urologist and figure out where the hell the bacteria came from. But I'll ask the guy, I'll be like, you know, look, dude, what, you know, sir. I'll say, dude. Okay, dude. Sir. Bruh. Hey, bruh. Why do you think you have a UTI? It just burns when I pee. Well, burning when you pee could be an STD. So I recommend, look, go in. You could get a urine sample, but also get tested for STDs. Yeah, but you know what? She's been my girlfriend for a while. Somebody could have cheated. You know, just because you're in a monogamous relationship doesn't mean your partner is only sleeping with you. Okay? So, or vice versa. So, unfortunately, you know, there's people sleeping around, and they're, you know, and you know, here's the other thing too. You know, there's a lot more room to cheat. I'm seeing that there's a lot more opportunity for people to cheat, because think about it. Let's say you're married to a woman. You love her, right? But you have a girlfriend. And that woman now has the kids home because the kids are doing online school. So she's a little distracted. So she's working from home. She has to stay home with the kids. And you go, you know what? I'll do the shopping. And you go off and you can do the shopping. And she believes you because she's like, thank God. Oh, thank you for leaving the house. Thank you for going shopping for me because I just can't handle it. And there you go. You can cheat. I don't do it. But you see, there's a lot, you know, everybody thinks with the shutdown and with COVID, it's almost impossible. No, it's happening. And I'm seeing it. I'm seeing people call in going, yeah, I think I got something. Or, you know, somebody got exposed to chlamydia and now I have it. And I'm like, you know, weren't you guys in lockdown just a couple weeks ago? Like, oh, you know, we hooked up and we, you know, I mean, right? So it still happens now. But this is what I find interesting. So the task force wants more counseling. They want more interventions. The U.S. task force wants us to talk to adolescents and kids more. But I'm frustrated because they're the ones that kind of change the rules on pep smears and, you know, having, you know, kids come in. I mean, it used to be if you're sexually active, you're going to come in and see the doctor for a pep smear. Now, a lot of us were like, well, the pep smear might not be really necessary. But it brought the person in so we could talk and we could intervene. You know, and we could say, you know, look, was this, you know, you're 14 years old. Was this, you know, were you coerced? Were you talked into it? Was it forced? Was it, you know, or is this something you really wanted to do? Do you love that person? Do you, you know, what's going on? Is it that you're kind of experimenting and, you know, you need some guidance because you don't know, you know, what, you know, and so we would use the pap smear time as an opportunity to educate, to be there for questions. Now, I can't tell you what some of these 15 and 16-year-olds ask me because they can't talk to their parents. I couldn't talk to my parents. Oh, my God, I couldn't talk to my parents. Even when I asked about the birds and the bees, it was ridiculous. They got mad. They got mad at me. They were mad that I asked them about that. You were not allowed to bring up sex or talk. So about it. So I learned from my friends. I mean, my friends told me about it, and I was like, oh, really? Really? I'm supposed to go to the produce section? I don't get that. Yeah, you're supposed to practice with what? No. So, unfortunately, you know, when I talk about how bad I am with sex, it's because, I mean, I really learned from it very piecemeal, kind of had to put it together, you know, and then when you watch your two cats, I guess that's your only frame of reference. So, that's why I'm horrible at sex. But, you know, if the task force is going to say, look, we want intervention, we want, you know, it's really hard to get these young kids to come to the doctor. People are not going to the doctor. They're not coming in for the vaccines. They're not coming to the doctor. And we're trying to educate. I mean, we need to come up with some very, very interesting probably streams or YouTube videos or something like that, because these kids, you know, they're not really engaged when they come in with their mom. And their mom's like, tell her about sex, tell her not to have sex. But, you know, if they've had sex and you need to screen them for an STD and they're going through the vaginal exam, which is horrible, by the way, and, it, you know, but it starts to kind of make it real, you know, and they're like, you know, and you know, we've kind of stopped the exam saying, nah, you don't need to do the exam till you're 21 or till you're 25 or till you're, and, you know, if a 14-year-old's having sex and getting STDs, who's intervening? Well, you know, I get the task force has to make recommendations because we don't want to add undue risk and we don't want to overdo screening. But we've lost out on speaking to all these kids for years now. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This report is sponsored by Eli Lilly and Company. Eli Lilly and Company is committed to supporting those living with diabetes and recognizes the importance of having access to insulin. In response to the COVID-19 crisis, Lilly has expanded its insulin access options for those needing extra help. If you have commercial insurance or no insurance, the Lilly Insulin Value Program allows you to fill your monthly prescription of Lilly insulin for $35. Additionally, for individuals enrolled in government insurance programs, such as Medicare Part D, Lilly has made three insulin options available at half the list price. All of these resources are available through the Lilly Diabetes Solution Center. If you need support or would like additional information, please visit insulinaffordability.com or call the Lilly Diabetes Solution Center at 833-808-1234. Representatives can help determine whether the Lilly Insulin Value Program, an insulin with a lower list price, or another option is the best financial choice. Terms, conditions, and limitations apply.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
here back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. I don't know if you guys have been watching Portland. I think where they are they on like day 70-something? Apparently in Portland. They've even seen people who were identified as quote-unquote press throwing objects at law enforcement officers. Andy Ngo, editor-at-large of the Post-Millennial, tweeted late Wednesday local time that protesters from the crowd of demonstrators throwing projectiles at officers included people who had marked themselves as press. The person who captured the video that Ngo shared, who identified themselves as part of a press collective in PDX, did not include any information on their own Twitter page about press allegedly throwing the items. The video also shows something pointing a large green taser at the officers. So it looks like they're at 80 nights so far. Increasingly violent and destructive demonstrations many times has devolved into riots. It's also not the first time people who had identified themselves as members of the press have allegedly acted out. Now, if you have seen, there's been some people of the press assaulted during these protests. And so I'm not saying they're doing this to, you know, save themselves, but we saw one person of the press who was following some of the protesters. Protesters turned around and kicked his butt. So if there are people of press, my guess is some of them might feel compelled to be like, I'm with you guys, I'm with you guys, and they're like, well, show it. You know, I mean, it's kind of dangerous to be in the middle of a protest and covering it. And so, but, you know, you just kind of start to think if, you know, are they there because of the press or they're there because they want to be part of the riot? So late Saturday and Sunday morning, people said police who identified themselves as press threw objects at police. Two officers went to the hospital after being injured by flying objects, which included a 9.5-pound rock. Day before, police said several people with press affixed to them shined flashlights in officers' eyes. So, you know, now we have the press against the police. Well, I mean, there's been the press against a lot of things, depending on which outlet. So, not good. Wednesday night, authorities declared a riot at a Portland protest outside the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Building. People spray-painted windows on the building, used traffic cones to block security cameras, tried to break windows. Demonstrations in which fires have been set, objects have been thrown, and police have been fired. Crowd control munitions have now gripped Oregon's biggest city for more than 2 months. This is following the police-involved death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. A lot of back and forth on what happened with George Floyd, but unfortunately it has spurned his death. May he rest in peace. Has spurned riots throughout the United States. Participants have repeatedly broken into the offices of a police union headquarters building. Last month, clashed for weeks with federal agents dispatched to protect a U.S. courthouse. So the protests have shown no signs of waning. See, I thought the government had stepped in and then they pulled out because people had asked for the city didn't want federal agents there. They said, we got it. Well, then I think the feds pulled out, and it doesn't look like they got it, especially if they're attacking the police. We'll keep you posted. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So it's mosquito season. It's wet. It's muggy. It's hot in a lot of areas. Hurricane season. We have two that we're now watching, Depression 13 and Tropical Depression 14, that may turn into hurricanes, both of which can affect the coastal areas of either Texas and Louisiana or Florida. And so mosquitoes haven't gone away, especially with 2020. I'm sure they're going to surface even more than usual. But a plan has been put in place to release 750 million genetically modified mosquitoes into the Florida Keys over the next couple of years. It has received final approval from local authorities against the objection of many local residents and a coalition of environmental advocacy groups. Now, the proposal has already won state and federal approval. So, according to J.D. Hansen, they say with all the urgent crises facing our nation and the state of Florida, the COVID pandemic, racial injustice, climate change, the administration has used tax dollars and government resources for a Jurassic Park experiment. Now, the Monroe County Mosquito Control District has given the final permission needed. What could possibly go wrong? We don't know, because EPA unlawfully refused to seriously analyze environmental risks, they say. Now, without further review to the risk, the experiment can proceed. So, approved by the EPA in May. The pilot project is designed to test if a genetically modified mosquito is a viable alternative to spraying insecticides to control the Aedes aegypti. Now, the Aedes aegypti is the species that carries Zika, dengue, chikungunya, and yellow fever. Now, the mosquito is named Ox 5034. It has been altered to produce female offspring that die in the larval stage, well before hatching and growing large enough to bite and spread disease. Now, only the female mosquito is the one that bites for blood, and she needs the blood for her eggs to mature. Males apparently only feed on nectar. So we don't worry about the males carrying disease, we worry about the females. So the mosquito has also proved to be released into Harris County, Texas, beginning 2021, according to Oxitech, the U.S. British-owned company that U.S.-owned and British-based that developed the genetically modified organism GMO. So EPA granted their request after years of investigating the impact of the genetically altered mosquito, and they are excited about it. Right, because, again, they would love to protect people from dengue, Zika, yellow fever, vector-borne diseases, and, you know, they want to avoid pesticides. Here's my issue. All right. We had a huge Zika outbreak. What was it, 2014 Rio Olympics? And, or was it 2016? And Zika's been around since the 40s. And all of a sudden, it exploded. We had all these babies with microcephaly and neurological disorders and club feet and, you know. And people asked why. And it exploded in Brazil. Well, one theory is just a couple weeks before, they had done something very, very similar. Where they had launched a whole bunch of genetically modified mosquitoes to fight, like, malaria and other vector-borne diseases. And so there's a theory that maybe the reason why Zika came back is something altered the system, such that we had this huge outbreak. And like I said, Zika's been around since the 40s, but we never had such a huge outbreak of Zika as we did in 2016. Is it? I hope I'm getting that right. Let me see. I can look it up really quick. I apologize. I have to be correct. I cannot be given wrong information. Okay, so hold on one second. Zika outbreak. No, oh, I can't even type. Oh, by the way, GOG, if you, like, misspell Google, you unfortunately get GOG, and GOG doesn't get you anywhere, okay? All right. Rio Olympics year, I think it was 2016. Yeah, good, 2016. Okay. So, you know, here we are sending out, again, more genetically engineered mosquitoes. Now, maybe we've always been doing it, and the Zika thing has nothing to do with that. You know, and the 80s Egypti mosquito, that caused local outbreaks of dengue fever in 2009, 2010. Florida Keys were pretty desperate, you know, and so, you know, I don't live in an area that's high in mosquitoes. And so I can't, you know, I can't, you know, discuss or even, you know, I can't really comment on the desperation that people have when they are overloaded with mosquitoes. I mean, you know, mosquitoes, they like early morning and dusk till, and the dawn times. You know, they like, you know, dusk, dawn times. But, you know, when you're living in the heat, you know, you do most of your exercise early morning and you start to go out later at night when it starts to cool down. And so, you know, for you to be kind of, you know, bedridden in your house or locked up in your house because now you're afraid of mosquitoes, you know, it's not really a an option. And then, you know, the aerial spraying of pesticides always make people nervous. That you're going to spray something into our air that we're breathing. And so, you know, whether the Zika outbreak had anything to do with GMO mosquitoes or not, since it hasn't been proven, I think you do have a lot of people out there saying, fine, we'll take it. Now, the Aedes aegypti is only 1% of the mosquito population. That's it. And Florida Keys Mosquito Control typically budgets more than $1 million a year. That's a tenth of its total funding to fight it. And so this, you know, mosquitoes, there's another sort of mosquito they had. This was in 2012. I don't know if you remember, where they developed a male mosquito that would mate with a female, but it would cause the female offspring to die. There was some sort of a program genetic code or whatever. And so they tested this in 2012 in the Cayman Islands, Panama, Brazil, and they had a huge success rate. So apparently GMO mosquitoes have success rates. It's just I get a little nervous. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
Rebel. I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.